content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. Hello, this is Julie Eldridge for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is the Lion's Newsletter. For the next 20 minutes or so, I'll be reading to you from the Lion's Newsletter for District N for the month of March of 2026. So the District Gazette, as it's called, starts off with a list of dates on the horizon. March 12th, Buies Creek membership event, and that is from 5 to 7 p.m. March 20th through 22nd, RLLI training at Camp Dogwood. March 28th, Kinston Host Strides Walk. March 28th also is Civic Club Day at Boys and Girls Home. April 10th through 15th, Volunteer Week at Camp Dogwood. April 17th to 19th, NC Lions State Convention. April 18th through 26th, Environment Week of Service. And May 1st through 3rd, the Council of Governors and NCLF Board Meetings. From your district governor. The following is an excerpt from the District 31N Zone No. 5 newsletter by Lion Mike McCaskill. Have you forgotten? The question wasn't written on the agenda. It didn't come with a motion or a second. It came quietly, but it settled over the room with weight. Have you forgotten why you joined the Lions Club? The room was full. Every chair was taken. Bright yellow Lions vests were being worn, name badges straightened, plates of food prepared and shared with care. From the outside, it looked like a strong club. But service isn't measured by how many seats are filled. Somewhere along the way, the work had narrowed. The club had a sufficient number of members, yet when it came time to serve, it was the same few Lions who showed up. The same few unloading supplies, the same few staying late, the same few carrying the responsibility of service, while others believed their attendance alone was enough. At meetings, meals were prepared and enjoyed, and when the last bite was finished, some members rose, satisfied, as if their service ended when their plate was empty. Folks, that isn't a Lions Club. That's a supper club. But Lions were never called to serve the table alone. Many remembered mornings in a school gym, long before service became complicated. Children lined up nervously, backpacks clutched tight, unsure of what to expect. Lions stood beside tables, gently guiding each child through a vision screening using a plus optics device. No white coats, no intimidating exams, just caring volunteers and a simple tool that could identify a problem before it became a barrier. Some children passed with smiles of relief. Others didn't. Those children were referred, sent forward to opticians for full eye exams, and when needed, new glasses. Exams and glasses funded not by families who were already struggling, but by Lions through service projects built for this very purpose. For many parents, there was quiet gratitude mixed with disbelief. They had known their child was struggling in school, but couldn't afford an exam, couldn't afford glasses, couldn't afford the solution. The gift of glasses changed more than eyesight. It changed grades. It changed confidence. It changed the way a child saw themselves and their future. And Lions made that possible. In one of our zone clubs, in a rarity of action, a newer member asks what many were already thinking. We have a club full of Lions, the new member said carefully, but it really seems service has been minimized. I expected more when I joined. We've become a ghost in our own community. If only a handful of us keep doing the work, what happens when those members are gone? If we don't show up in our community, who will? The room fell quiet because the members knew that he had made a correct observation. If lions don't do the work, who will do it in the future? Who will stand in those gyms? Who will screen those children? Who will step in when families can't? The Lions Club was never meant to be easy. It was meant to be impactful. It exists because needs exist, because children can't learn if they can't see, because communities depend on people willing to do more than attend meetings and share meals. That night, something shifted. Service stopped being something a few Lions carried and became a responsibility the whole club remembered. Meetings became preparation. Meals simply became fuel. And the work, real work, returned to where it belonged, the community. Because being a Lion isn't defined by a chair at a meeting. It's defined by standing in a school gym, serving without applause, and changing lives quietly, one child, one family, one act of service at a time. So the question remains, have you forgotten why you joined the Lions Club? And now that you remember, what will you do next? From your district governor-elect, Lions of District 3N, 2026 is starting fast and eventful. Lions throughout our district are working very hard. As volunteer chair for our district, I wanted to remind everyone of the opportunity to serve at our annual Volunteer Week at Camp Dogwood this spring. Volunteer Week is April 10th through 15th for spring cleanup days. This year is being led by State Chair Nathan Medlin Jr. Please contact him at 252-701-3341 or email him at Mr. Sorry, I think this gave me the tickles. Mr. Clean 803804@yahoo.com. Also, you can contact Tammy McBlain at Camp Dogwood for more information. If possible, sign up for whatever time you have available. Any time would be a great help. Our camp season for our VIPs starts Memorial Day weekend. Please encourage the VIPs in your area to be a part of this great experience. We are also looking forward to our new year beginning July 1st. If you would like to be more involved within our district, please let me know. I am sure we could find an area that you could possibly work in. We have cabinet positions, zone chairs, and committee chairs that need to be filled. So if you have an area you are interested in, please let me know. Thanks. DGE Eddie Chase. He can be reached at 252-939-0549 or email eddie.chase1953@gmail.com. And Eddie is spelled E-D-D-I-E. From your District 31N Global Membership Coordinator, New Year Resolutions. 1. For the next 3 months, I am going to ask a friend, neighbor, or coworker to join your Lions Club to serve others through our efforts. 2. Invite someone to join in a service project to help someone that is hungry, needs clothes, needs eyeglasses. Impress upon them that the motto of the Lions is "We Serve." If all of the district and Lions get behind this effort, we can make a difference and turn the negative number into positive. I am confident that each of you are up to the challenge. Make this New Year resolution one that you can be proud of following through with. Come March, you can proudly say, "Yes, I brought two members into my club." Lions International News and Events. Okay, weeks of service. This initiative unites Lions and Leos worldwide to address the critical issues of mental health and well-being, hunger, and the environment. By participating, you'll be part of three impactful weeks dedicated to creating positive change and making a difference in communities around the globe together. So, get involved with the next week of service and help drive collective action for a better future. And the week of service from April 18th through 26th will be on the environment. Reminder, LCI will no longer send out paper invoices. Invoices are only available online by logging into the portal. Ensure invoices are downloaded and paid online to prevent delinquent payments. State Lions News. The 102nd Annual North Carolina Lions State Convention, April 17th through 19th of 2026, at the Greensboro High Point Airport Marriott. Join us in showing our appreciation and pride as we honor Lacey Presnell at the North Carolina State Convention. We're placing a group T-shirt order so we can stand united in recognition of Lacey's dedication, leadership, and service. Don't miss your chance to be part of this special tribute. Order your T-shirt and help us make a strong, visible statement of support and gratitude. The shirt is a surprise to PID Lacey, so do not give any hints. And that is from Riley Proctor. The email address you can reach, use to reach him is riley.proctor@unchealth.unc.edu. NCLF News and Events. KidSight Standard Matching Funds Policy. The purpose of the Standard Matching Funds Program is to assist Lions clubs in helping children who have a financial need, and all other means of assistance has been exhausted, for eye exams and glasses. It is the responsibility of the club to establish procedures to determine the need of the child requesting assistance. NCLF will provide sample forms and materials to assist the clubs in establishing their policies. KidSight matching funds are available for North Carolina residents only who are age 18 and younger. An individual is considered a resident if he or she is in North Carolina voluntarily for at least 3 months with the intent to remain. For detailed information on this new and exciting program, see the link at the end of this newsletter. COG and NCLF meetings. The next Council of Governors, or COG, and North Carolina Lions Foundation Incorporated, or NCLF, board meetings will be held on May 1st through 3rd. These meetings are held 4 times a year in August, November, February, and May at Camp Dogwood. If you are new to Lions or just want to learn more about the association, please consider attending at least a part of these meetings. Contact Tammy using tammy@nclf.org or call 828-478-2135, extension 229, to register. Here's a notice about Camp Dogwood raffle tickets. Sales are going on, and the drawing date is June 25th of 2026. The North Carolina Lions are once again selling Camp Dogwood raffle tickets to support the maintenance and ongoing operation of Camp Dogwood. This raffle is a major source of income for the camp, and we need every club's help to make it a success. So, the prizes. First prize, $15,000. Second prize, $500. Third prize, $400. Fourth prize, $300. And fifth prize is $200. The ticket prices, they are $5 each, or three for $10, seven for $20, 20 for $50, or 50 for $100. How to purchase the tickets from any Lions member, or online via Zephy, or through the Camp Dogwood website, which is www.nclionscampdogwood.org. No spaces in that address, nclionscampdogwood.org, or through club participation. All Lions clubs are strongly encouraged to sell as many tickets as possible. Your efforts directly support the care, upkeep, and improvement of Camp Dogwood, ensuring we can continue to serve those who depend on this special place. For more information, contact First VDG Eddie Chase. His phone is 252-939-0549. Email eddie.chase1953@gmail.com. And again, Eddie is spelled E-D-D-I-E. District news and events. Strides Walk, a great opportunity to help fund the fight against diabetes. Don't miss the Strides Walk on March 28th from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. at the Kinston Community Center at 2602 Vernon Avenue in Kinston. Hello, fellow Lions. I want to reach out and let you know I'm the Strides Chair for District 31N. I would love to help you get involved in the Strides Initiative to help diabetes patients, contribute to research, and many other ways. Please contact me at 252-560-6451 or 252-523-1019. You may also email me at sharon@lionsindustries.org. I would love to come to your club and speak to you about Strides events, help you to plan an event, and show up for support. And that's from Lion Sharon Axelberg, your District 31N Strides Chair. The Peace Poster Contest for 2026-2027. Students ages 11, 12, or 13 are eligible to participate in the International Peace Poster Contest. Kits go on sale from the Club Supplies Sales Department at International Headquarters on January 15th of 2026. New this year, LCI is offering a way to beat the shipping costs. And they say, paste this link in your browser to order an electronic kit. All right. So, best result for your club is to order your kits early so teachers have a chance to add it to their next year's academic plan. For further information, contact Marilyn Jackson, md5jack at yahoo.com. Boys and Girls Home from Scott Stevenson. Save the date, Saturday, March 28th, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Welcome to our Lions, Rotary, Kiwanis, and JC Club and Chapter members. If you will attend our Spring Civic Club Day 2026 at Boys and Girls Home in Lake Waccamaw, North Carolina, on March 28th, please tell us what you will bring from our campus needs list of the items specifically needed for all college, cottages. Please also note how many of each item you will bring, and we will have an area in the chapel for giving to your cottage. Please also note your specific club. Thank you. The schedule for the day is 9:30 a.m., registration at the chapel and donation drop-off, 10 a.m., brief welcome in the chapel, 10:30 a.m., walk to your cottages with cottage ambassadors and children for tours, 11 a.m., meet in the quad with other clubs for games. The rain plan is to meet in Thomas Academy Gym for games. 11:45, walk to Thomas Academy Gym for lunch. Noon to 1 p.m., lunch. Check presentations. And thank you from President Mark Murphy. From 1 to 2 p.m., service project at your cottages. Cottage ambassadors will lead service projects. The service project planned for March 28th is cleaning and beautifying the outside of your cottage. Please contact Pamela Young-Jacobs, Chief Mission Officer, at pamela.young-jacobs@bghnc.org, or Erica Hughes, Director of Community Engagement, for more information at 910-646-3083, or erica.hughes@bghnc.org. Please contact Pamela Young-Jacobs. Oh, I think that is a repeat. Never mind. Okay, so then they have a long link, which I'm not going to recite here, for access to the registration form. But you can surely see it online when you go to the website. And that is all from Lion Scott Stevenson, your District 31N Boys and Girls Home Chairperson. And again, his contact information is lionsstevenson@gmail.com. And Stevenson is spelled Stephenson. His phone is 910-494-0809. Tour to Miracles in Sight, May 15th of 2026. Join North Carolina Lions for a tour of the new Miracles in Sight facility in Clemens, North Carolina. The Sight and Hearing Conservation Committee has scheduled a tour of Miracles in Sight at 4750 Commercial Park Court in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Any Lions wishing to join us in visiting this facility should contact Lion Glenda Grant at grgrant28@gmail.com or text 919-306-4430 to reserve your spot. We'd like to get a group of Lions from each district to attend. Miracles in Sight is a nonprofit organization that focuses on the restoration of sight through corneal transplantation, transplantation, and related medical therapy and research. The organization is a global leader in eye banking, helping to restore vision to thousands of people worldwide. It is driven by the generosity of eye and organ donors who provide tissue for research and further advancements in sight-restoring treatment and technology. Miracles in Sight also offers reliable tissue preparations and other products to make surgical processes and treatment easier. As a nonprofit, financial contributions allow them to help more people in need of life-changing corneal transplants. Space is limited, so reserve your spot. District training. A tentative district training schedule has been developed for 2025-2026 year. I cannot overstress the importance of these training sessions. They will make your job as a lion easier because you'll be more confident performing your job, and in turn will improve the performance of our clubs. Please try to attend as many as you can. Dates are printed in the On the Horizon section of this Gazette. Our next training session will be a Zoom presentation on the Lions' global causes that will happen on March 24th at 7 p.m. Here's some club news and events. Come One, Come All, free vision screening, diabetes test, colorblind test, and information on new equipment for the blind. This will be happening April 18th, 2026, from 9:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. in Irwin, North Carolina, at 810 South 16th Street. And this is sponsored by the Irwin Lions Club. They were chartered June 1st in 1948. Help our town celebrate 100 years since the name changed from Duke to Irwin. Oh, I have enough time for this. I have a page of new members. So let's say congratulations to these new members. Welcome to the family. So let's see. We have Maddie Easton joined Lake Waccamaw. Wanda Dale joined Kinston Host. Elizabeth Green for Beaufort Lions Club. Sophie Tagliatella of Anderson Creek Lions Club. Rebecca M. Freeman for Kinston Host. Amanda Goff for Grifton Lions Club. Earl Hoyt of the Southport Lions Club. Gerard Gingras, Anderson Creek Lions Club. Juan Lopez, Anderson Creek. Ralph Tagliatella, Anderson Creek. Dylan Riley for Beaufort Lions Club. Charlie Goff for Grifton Lions Club. If you have new members that have recently been inducted, please send me their names so they can be recognized here. That's from Gene Getz, and his email is ggoetz00@gmail.com. Reminder, this is a great time for clubs to begin considering who their next year's officers may be and to form a nomination committee. Start now to identify key personnel to fill the roles to guide your club in the next year. Well, we have come to the end of this month's newsletter. We hope you've enjoyed listening. Please join us again. I'm Julie Eldridge reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. The Lions newsletter is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any questions or comments, please call us at 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. And we thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.